Hey everybody, welcome to my world. And boy, the screen changed all of a sudden. I've had some wacky things going on tonight. Welcome to my world, right here on the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com. Oh, I'll tell you what, it has been crazy. I had everything set up for the show tonight, all the buttons ready, videos and everything, and at the last minute things started to change. I swear there's evil out there. Well, anyhow, it's been one of those days. You get things so it's perfect, and you say it's really going to be great, and you've got a guest coming on tonight, and you want everything to be as perfect as you can possibly get it. And guess what? You click one button and everything starts changing, and I did not change anything on the screen setup. Strange things are happening, I'll tell you. Anyhow, guys, we've got a good show tonight for you right here on the Trim Radio Network at My World. And we're live every Wednesday. And from time to time, we will have guests and we'll be doing all kinds of different things, kind of lighten things up a little bit. We even have an Amish weather report tonight. But as long as that didn't disappear. Anyhow, first we have to do a disclaimer. So nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional, or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, chill out. Tell your friends about the show too. Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. right here on the Trim Radio Network. Also, did you bring your favorite snacks? How about your favorite beverage? Are you sitting back in your chair and you're just going to relax? Well, it's time to do that. So without anything else going on, we have to do a big shout out. We always do shout outs, that for the show. But we have to do a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network. And I don't know what I've got here. Oh no, things are changing. We're going to be talking about Operation Veteran Caregiver Support. So hang on. Anyhow, the Trim Radio Network, check us out. Trimradio.com. And right here's the Fab Four. We've got Michael Bejas as the founder and CEO. And he's responsible for the overall vision, mission, leadership, and performance of the entire company. And I'll tell you what, great guy. I've known for years. And he used to produce one of my shows too. Great guy. And we also have Raskala Stefan. He is the chief operating officer and the computer guru. Boy, if the computers are causing problems, guess what? He can straighten things out. I mean, this guy's really good at what he does, okay? Besides that, he's another good guy. This guy, yeah, the guy in the suit, hey, chief operating officer. No, chief relationship officer. And I guess I'm responsible for building and maintaining the foundational trust and goodwill necessary for long-term success. What does that mean? I guess I'm nice to people, okay? Also, we have Victoria Smith, and she's the chief marketing officer responsible for all marketing activities, brand development, audience growth, and creator acquisition strategies. And I'll tell you what, if you need somebody for marketing suggestions, she's the person to talk to. She's an expert, and we're pleased as punch, as Hubert Humphrey used to say, to have her in this group. She is fantastic. She really knows her stuff. So if your company needs any marketing suggestions and help, that's the person to check with. Okay. She has her own show. Speaking of that, let's get into it. Our flagship shows. Oh, are you ready? Offsides Top 25. Yep, with Michael Bejas. Oh, and we have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And we have Money and Change. That's going to be on Sundays. And that is at 7 p.m. on Sundays. However, I have to put a little caveat in here, a fancy word. What has to happen is this weekend, it's going to be a concert weekend. The next two weekends, I'm playing concerts. So with that being said, we'll have encore editions. And you go to our Facebook page and you can see the encore editions. I'll go ahead and get those set up for you. Normally, we're live, okay? So we've got that going on. Oh, more shows. Wow. I'll tell you what, this is getting nice. The Dancing Boxes. What else do we have? Learn more. Oh, yes. Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bejas. Have to check him out. Hey, I've seen this before. Natural Marketer Podcast with Victoria Smith. I've seen Offsides College Football Top 25 too. Oh, by the way, Ohio State and Indiana play this weekend. So that'll be a good game. Michael will be able to talk about that. We have the Positude Podcast. We have Adventures Around the Bend. That's going to be on Saturdays at, I believe, 1 p.m. And at 1:30, we have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. And then we have Riscala's Red Pill Reality Show. Yes, that's going to be Saturdays at 9 p.m. to midnight. It's a good show. I've been on it. And I'll tell you what, he brings in a lot of different guests. He talks about a lot of different topics. And so you want to check into that on Saturdays from 9 to midnight, okay? Good show. We've got other, and the sign here says, pitch your own show, three ways. I'll tell you what, let's get out of that, because I want to bring it up in a smaller version if I can. I think I just erased things. The computer gods are not happy with me, okay? For some reason, last couple hours, they haven't been. See, we're back to this now. And I was just into the good spots, and I thought, boy, we'd have it, and everything suddenly changes. Is that something else? Oh, my God, the Creator Studio. We've got more stuff going on here than you can shake a stick at. I mean, check out our website, trimradio.com, okay? You have to do that. And oh, by the way, how do you help us out? You can do it a couple different ways. You can donate to keep the show on the air or the shows on the air. You can go ahead and buy the merchandise, or you can advertise with us. And we'll tell you how to get to those different things. But first of all, you can buy things. And the merch, as Michael Bejas calls it, the merchandise, yes. Anything you buy, okay, the profits that we get off of that go into paying for airtime for the shows. Because airtime isn't cheap. Or as they say down in Kentucky, tain't cheap. Maybe that's Tennessee accent, I forget. But anyhow, buy the merchandise. We have t-shirts. We have hats. We have mugs. We have insulated travel mugs with lids. We have shirts. We have a whole bunch of stuff. And of course, if you click, now the gods are not with me tonight on this. Oh, come on, people. Well, anyhow, we have a lot more to show. Oh, now it works. I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to debug things, I think. Well, anyhow, we've got the Trim Creators dad hats. We've got the little ceramic doohinkies you hang on the wall or whatever. Trees, Christmas tree, be a good thing for Christmas. We have the embroidered beanie. Everybody's got to have a beanie. And we've got the Trim Creators Studio rubber case for AirPods. You buy the AirPods, and then you can buy the case from us. How's that? And that'll keep your AirPods in one spot so you don't lose them. So do that. Hey, how do you get a hold of us? That's a big question. And you have to contact us, okay? This thing is not working tonight. There's a big solar storm that we're getting today. I guess we got the first wave of it, and the rest of it's coming. That's my public announcement tonight. Anyhow, we're located in Irmo, South Carolina. You can call us at 1-800-1803-303-8667. That's 1-803-303-8667. 303-8667. You can text us or voice us. And you can drop us an email at info@trimradio.com. And if you want to do your own show, you send us an email to info@trimradio.com and you say, hey, my name is Stu, and I want to do my own show. Here's my email address. Here's my cell phone number, my regular home phone number. How do I do my own show? What do I need to learn? What do I need to do? Can you help me? Send it, and somebody will respond back to you. Also, we have the office hours Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So you can check us out, and that's on the Contact Us section, okay? Wow, what else is going on? Well, I have a Facebook page. And there it is, My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And what we do on that is I go ahead and I list things that I'm going to talk about. And one of the things that I posted a video for you, 3 ways to heat your home during an emergency, winter power outage, no power, no gas. Different ways to heat your house in an emergency. Okay, you can click on the link and you can get that one. Also, the next one is rogue preparedness and blackout meals, zero cooking. Check it out. It's a YouTube video with the rogue prepper. Also, easy ways to keep your walkway clear and safe in the wintertime. You know, last year I fell and I was in a boot for 6 weeks. I'm very cautious on snow and ice because I don't want to fall again. It's a weird experience wearing this big boot that you have to lug around. Also, my public service announcement here, it's YouTube. Emergency warning for geomagnetic storm, power disruptions possible from Minnesota to Maine. Click on that video. And here in Ohio, we're going to have probably some residual effects. And I think I've been seeing some of that this evening. And we've got 20 ways to save money on food. I don't know about you, but food's getting expensive. Whether you're eating in or you're going out, it's getting expensive. What was $35 for two a couple months ago is now $44. I think I'm going to be cooking at home a lot longer. Anyhow, sorry about that, restaurants. I love you, but money's money and times are hard. Anyhow, top 20 ways to save money on groceries. That's with Amber Stork, and she has her own YouTube channel. Okay? Well, and then we're talking about Operation Caregiver Support, and I will bring our guest on in just a few minutes, because I told her to be on at 8:20, and hopefully she is. But I'll tell you what, we're going to talk about that and more tonight, and I think you'll really enjoy what she has to tell you, especially if you're a veteran. If you are a veteran, you have to listen to this gal talk, because she's fantastic. Very smart lady. So she's going to talk about caregiver support and Veterans Administration medicine, things like that. And we may get into other things. You never know, because, hey, tonight is my world. Tomorrow is your world, right? Okay. Wow. Have you noticed all the snow and the nasty weather that's out there? I mean, we had about 6 inches of snow where I was at, and it happened the other night. And the snow plows were out, and the salters were out on the main drag. And then you go to leave your house to get out to the main drags, it's ice. And it's slippery as all get out. And the next day, finally, they plow your street. Well, it's still a little icy and sloppy out there. So you have to be careful with that. And we're going to experience some more snow coming up here, I guess, in a couple of days here in Ohio. And out maybe in Iowa, they've probably had a little bit. But anyhow, we've got a funny thing. I found an Amish weatherman. I did. And so let's see what he has to say.
Okay, hello, it's me, Jake.
Oops, Jacob.
Now, here's the situation. I'm here with your Amish Weather Report.
I don't want to look at your belly. Look at you.
We got snow. Okay, so yesterday, the weather man on the neighbor's radio, he says, hey, there's a chance we might get some snow. Well, settle down now, Vance. This ain't a chance. There's a chance that you can peek through the window at your neighbor's house and they won't be speaking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce on the television. There's a chance that the Dallas Cowboys will win a Super Bowl in the next 50 years. Okay, I got chokes. There's a better chance for an Amish president. But anyway, there's a chance. This ain't a chance. This is 100% guarantee we got snow here in Lincoln County, Pennsylvania. You know what I mean? Now, English out there driving around, you need to be terribly careful because every time it snows, you say, hey, what do I do? What's this white stuff? Hammer down. Let me slam on the brakes. Hey, hold it. I don't know how to drive. I've never seen this since the last time it snowed. So be terribly careful out there. The roadways might be slippy. Anyways, I got to get out of here before my neighbor sees me out here making a fancy radio at his house again. This is Jacob. Be careful out there. Let me call you today. The roads might be a bit slippy from the snow. We'll speak at you later. The Cowboys ain't going to the Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that was the Amish weather guy. This guy's a character. I've seen some of his videos, and he is a character. He is funny as all get out. And from a distance, you think he's Amish, but you look up close, and it's a specially woven beard, and he wears it a certain way. It's funny. I mean, he does some really good stuff. Anyhow, what else is going on? Well, big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Check them out, located in Findlay, Ohio. And guess what? It's basketball season in Findlay. And nationally rated? Yeah. The coaches rated them, I believe, 19th in the country. And so far, they are undefeated in NCAA Division II basketball. So it looks like I have to go up to Findlay and watch some basketball live. It's a good place. Good school. Great professors. Great campus. Actually, they have three campuses. One is the main campus where all the basic classes are. Great facilities, too. And then they have the equestrian campus, and that's pre-veterinary also. And then they have the hazardous materials campus, which is on the other side of Finland. And they're one of a few schools that actually teach how to handle hazardous materials. It's a good school. Trust me, if it wasn't, I wouldn't be telling you. I'd be telling you about Xavier University. I went there too. And it's a good school. But so much for that. And you thought I wasn't going to talk about the University of Findlay tonight. Oh, yes, I have to a little bit. Well, what else is going on? Well, we don't need the Amish guy anymore. No more Jacob. How about storm survival? Okay, I put this on the website. Or the Facebook site. And I thought I'd go over it just a little bit. And just before Valerie gets in here. But do you have a bug out bag for winter storms? Do you carry something in your car? I know I do. I have a big red bag. And normally you can put sports clothes and stuff like that in there. I have gloves, knit hats. I've got a blanket in there. I've got food. I can put water in there, but I don't want to do that in the wintertime unless I'm on the road. And other things that you need for winter survival. And it's a great thing to carry in your trunk. You can also have one in the house, too, in case you have to leave during an emergency, because you never know, the power might be out, and you may have to leave and go to a shelter someplace. But anyhow, the winter storms, we're talking about power outages. It's commonplace. Basically, where I'm at, we have very few because a lot of our power is underground. But a lot of people that have the overhead wires, that can be a problem. Prepare yourself for winter survival kit. Put your winter clothing in there. You know, you have your base layer, and then you have another layer, middle layer, okay, which sometimes is down, which is nice. Also, you have a shell layer on the outer side. You know, some of us have Carhartt coats, and those are a very thick canvas type coat, and they're comfortable and they're insulated. But sometimes I have an electric vest. No, I don't have to run an extension cord every place where I go. It runs on batteries. And I'll tell you what, it does keep you warm. And it has three different settings for the heat. And, you know, if I go up to Findlay for a basketball game at the university, hey, I will wear that in the car. I won't turn it on unless I feel cold. And I can do that. It keeps me warm for 8 hours. It's a good deal. And there are links to it at Amazon. You can get it there. Other places, too. They're good work vests. Oh, what else do we have? Oh, yeah. Snow pants, okay, or the rain pants. You can get those, too. How about Black Diamond and Dawn Patrol soft shells? Carhartt makes coveralls, makes really good coveralls. Headwear, a balaclava, that's what that is. And I had one. I don't know if I loaned it to somebody or not. I'm going to have to probably get another one. It's great to keep your face warm. You just can't wear it into a bank, okay? Do not wear a hoodie or a balaclava into a bank. No, bad things can happen. Make sure you have gloves on. Make sure you have footwear. That's important. Okay, you have to have your footwear. So preparedness in your home, all different kinds of stuff. I will post the link on our Facebook page. And our Facebook page is My World. It says Trim Radio Network, My World. So you can see that. Beware of ice. Beware of your surroundings, okay? Well, let's see if Valerie is in the house. I don't know if she is. I sent her a link. You mean I'm going to have to do the show by myself? Oh, no. Well, let's see. Hopefully she comes in. We had problems last time. And I sent her the... There she... Speak of the devil, there's Valerie. Right at her office. You know, we were going to talk about Operation Veteran Caregiver. And I'm going to have to get you in here. There you are.
You got me?
Yeah, I got you.
You want to see my hot mess? We're getting ready for Christmas.
You are?
We are.
Well.
We are. Let's see if
I'll tell you what. Let me change the screen here a little bit. And we'll do it that way. Okay. What's the hot mess?
Let me see if I can. There we go.
Oh, that's a hot mess.
It is a hot mess. There's my husband, Steve.
There's Steve.
These are all Christmas toys hiding over there. Look, this is so cool.
Is Steve the elf?
No. No. No, he's not the elf. Look at this little guy. Isn't he just the most adorable thing you ever did see?
Oh, my goodness.
He's so squishy.
Oh no, so squishy.
We have two cases of those donated by the AmVets of Covington. Ooh, that we'll cool. be using for Christmas this year. So very excited about that. So yeah. Here I can I'll flip this back around one more time. This is our programming board. And in the middle we have a prayer. We are in need of a new facility because, as you can see, we are busting at the seams, literally, right? And we'll walk back here. We have a food pantry. It's a neat food pantry, client-based, client choice. and as you can see, we've got some empty space coming on here. We're in need of filling shelves, but... this is our food pantry, and we serve about 12 to 15 families a week as a rule. And we're ready for tomorrow. Don't mind our cookies. Those are for Santa's Sweet Shop. They'll get put up. Our milk down here in the bottom of our refrigerator was sponsored by the North Star Cookie or Coffee Shop here in Piqua, Ohio. Mm-hmm. It's very excited for them to be a sponsor of ours. And then this is our freezer. Our refrigerator and our freezer were provided by the Miami County, Ohio commissioners with a grant from 2024. And so we're very excited about that. All our deer meat here was sent to us by Sunset Meat Market here in Piqua. So very, very proud to have them as a sponsor as well.
I was going to say, oh, my dear.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I couldn't help it. You know, it's Wednesday night.
Yeah, so we're in 1,300 square feet, and we need anywhere from 4,500 to 6,000 square feet. So our mission or our goal in expanding is to be able to host up to 100 people for Muster and Mingle, a place with a single entry for the food pantry, because as you can see, hold on, I'll turn this around again. So this is the entrance to our door. Obviously, this is a common area and people gather here. So if you're coming into the food pantry, you have to walk all the way past all those people to go to the food pantry. So we're wanting a single entrance for the food pantry by itself, independent. Mm-hmm. Obviously a space for veterans to gather, because that whole table that you saw there is filled every Thursday. We want it to be easy interstate access, because we have veterans that come from quite a distance away and utilize the interstate to get here. We want a space where we can have a washer and dryer hookup. We do work with quite a number of homeless veterans. Plus, it would be nice just to have a washer and dryer hookup, because we also plan to have a teaching kitchen. So we'll need to be able to do our own laundry as well. And we're just trusting God to lead us home. I don't know where we're going to go, but I'm hoping that somebody will have mercy on us at some point here in the near future and say, you know what, I have a space and give me a dollar for it, you know, or give me $100 or whatever the case may be.
Maybe something with a couple different entrances.
Yeah. So we here in Piqua, you know, we have the old Moose Lodge. It actually would be the most optimal space. Mm-hmm. It checks off every box. Bathrooms have already been updated to handicap accessibility. It's got a great big event space that can accommodate more than 100 people, actually. It's got space to have an independent door for a food pantry in a room that would be off to the side. It's got a kitchen area. Now the kitchen area does need work, obviously, because it's been closed for a long time, but mm-hmm. It wouldn't be anything to put together a teaching kitchen there. And then it has great yard space in the back. There's a picnic shelter and a gazebo in the back that are all actually in really good condition. So it would be a great place to host events like our Family Fun Day, or maybe, just a Thursday evening cruise-in or something like that. Perhaps maybe a kid's camp out, or, you know, the sky's the limit. It's a great space, but unfortunately the current owners want a lot of money and they don't want to split it from the bowling alley.
So that's things can always happen. Hey, let's tell everybody where you're located at.
So we are located in Piqua. We are in the mall, the Piqua Center Mall parcel, 987 East Ash Street. We are in Suite A, as an apple, 3, which is actually in the Riverside Place Plaza. So we are, as you're pulling into the mall, you take the first right into the Wings and Rings parking lot, drive past Wings and Rings, and we're in the little Riverside Plaza behind the restaurant, across from the mall. And we are open on Monday evenings, and we're open from 6 to 8, and we're open on Thursdays from 9 to 2:30.
Great. Well, yeah. Hey, tell us a little bit about how this whole thing started.
My husband's a Desert Storm veteran and has been sick for a long time as a result of Desert Storm. And working with him, facing a lot of challenges 20 years ago, he decided he was going to roll his wheelchair at that time. He was in a wheelchair out the house, leave me with 8 children. He was on 49 oral prescription drugs a day. I was on six and we were miserable. We were miserable in our lives. We were miserable with each other. We were just miserable. And we weren't living a full life. We were living for lotions, potions, pills, and doctors. We were living for answers that we were not getting. Gulf War illness doesn't have a definition. It's a multi-system, multi-symptom disease. And for my husband, it attacked his nervous system pretty heavily. So it's been a challenge. About 6 months after he left, we decided to make a go of our marriage. And the first thing we were going to do is put God first. That was what we were missing. Not that we were not deep in our faith. We just weren't practicing. We weren't communicating with God first. We were putting God on the back burner when we have time for him. And that wasn't the right place for God to be. So that was the first thing we had to do. And then we decided to change our mindset. Instead of living for lotions, potions, pills, and doctors, we decided we were going to live and define the disease process rather than looking for a definition. And ultimately, we discovered we could have a quality of life. My husband went from 49 oral prescription drugs a day to about 10. And then a few years ago, we started on the journey of reducing those medications. So today he's only on a few medications and they're half. He's not in a wheelchair currently, which is great. And he's down in weight to what he weighed in the Navy, which is fantastic. So it was a lot of hard work, but I knew about 10 years ago that we could teach other people how to have a quality of life. We could teach other people that you didn't have to live for lotions, potions, pills, and doctors, that you could thrive and survive, and most importantly, have a quality of life. And so at the time, I was a healthcare manager. I went back to school and got my master's in public administration nonprofit so that I could start a nonprofit to help other veterans like us and their caregivers. I, as a caregiver, did not have any Veterans Administration support until 2022. I had been asking for support since 1999. Mm-hmm. And they came up with a caregiver support program. I actually helped facilitate them developing that program. And I was in the last group of veteran caregivers to be supported. So that was kind of a nice little stab in the back, so to speak. But the original program started in 2010 by serving our post 9/11 veterans, specifically mm-hmm. targeting those with PTSD. What they didn't realize is how sick our veterans are from the Gulf War. And Gulf War started in August of 1990 and is currently still going today. If you've been anywhere in the Middle East and you are a veteran, you are a Gulf War veteran. That means that everything my husband was exposed to, you are too. And so we like to have that conversation with our veterans when they come in, post 9/11 veterans, because they're led to believe that they're rare, that what's going on in their world has never been seen before. And in fact, they're spoon fed the lie that it's just their PTSD causing all their problems, but it's not. They are physically sick. They are physically neglected. They are physically ignored and emotionally ignored. And we get an opportunity to have a conversation and open those eyes and help them realize that, hey, they've got some real illness issues and that they should be claiming Gulf War illness and that they should be getting adequate compensation, which they have not.
What type of chemicals were they exposed to?
They were exposed to burn pits, which included human waste, to chemical waste, to trash, just general everyday trash, to munitions, clothing being burned, paper being burned, things you didn't know were being burned, medical equipment, medical supplies, biohazardous waste, all kinds of stuff being burned in those burn pits. Now, burn pits go back a long way. They go back really to the beginning of time with our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines.
Mm-hmm.
because burn pits were a way to get rid of whatever it was you needed to get rid of quickly. so that's not an unusual thing. However, in the Middle East, they were also exposed to sarin gas. They still are. They are exposed to depleted uranium through weapons and through other measures. Gosh, there's just a lot of things they were exposed to. And they were also exposed to parasites. They were exposed to insects. They were exposed to viruses that aren't seen here in the United States, and their immune systems were not prepared to handle them. They're also exposed to insomnia. They were exposed to sleep disruptions because they were sleep deprived as a result of what they needed to do. So many of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, when they're serving over in the Middle East in a wartime area or war zone, they don't get the opportunity to get an 8-hour night of sleep or 7-hour, not even a 7-hour. Mm-hmm. They're lucky to get 4 hours at max. And that's on ships. That's on the ground. It doesn't discriminate. All of them are under the gun. So they're only getting an average of 4 hours a night sleep. So most of them are coming home with sleep apnea, insomnia, nightmares. This is very common. and this is among all of our Gulf War veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Much like our Vietnam veterans, they were the same way. The difference between the two eras there is that our Vietnam veterans have been completely ignored for almost 50 years by our Veterans Administration. Only a select few were eligible for services through the VA, and they had to have been wounded in action basically to get services. the government has done a very good job of expanding services and making sure that they wrap around our veterans in that regard. They don't discriminate and sorry about your luck. We don't like you kind of attitude. Our Vietnam veterans definitely have not only PTSD from a war, but they have PTSD from their own people right here in American soil.
What about treatment with the VA? Has that improved over the years?
So the healthcare system at the Veterans Administration medical centers across the board has definitely improved. When we first encountered the VA back in the mid-1990s, the care was subpar. It was difficult to get. It was a lot of times inept care, subpar care. It was not a good experience. It took us a long time to trust the VA. My husband made the comment years ago. We had seen a Vietnam veteran at our VA medical center, and he made the comment that a dead veteran's a cheap veteran. And I didn't give it much thought at that moment, but then my own husband said, you know, war on a battlefield has a beginning and an end, and it is hell. But the real war begins when you come home and you are sick and you need care. And it has no end until you're dead. And he's not wrong. He's not wrong. It definitely has been a challenge. If you don't have a medical background or you don't have an advocate and you're a veteran who needs medical care, it can definitely be a challenge. Veterans are inclined to just take whatever they're told over the phone about appointments and run with it. So the staff, they have a law that they're supposed to follow that came out in 2018. It's called the Missions Act. And in the Missions Act, it requires the Veterans Administration to have medical appointments to our veterans within a 30-day window for regular standard appointments, a 28-day window with standard medical appointments, and for specialty care within 45 days. If they cannot provide those services in-house, they are required by federal law to provide those services in what they call community care, meaning that they use local medical facilities and providers to provide those services that the VA Medical Center is not able to fulfill at that time. That can be a challenge. Even in the civilian community, it can be a challenge to get appointments. So the Missions Act, people don't know that they can assert themselves and say, hold on, the appointment's going to be how far away? Oh, 72 days? No, that's not acceptable. I would like to go to community care. And the generally speaking, they'll get there. But there are some departments that try to do a lot of pushback because they know that it costs the VA more money to send them out to the civilian community. One of the ways that the Dayton VA Medical Center has exercised the Missions Act to reduce the delay and to reduce the use of civilian medical facilities is they've partnered with Wright-Patterson Air Force Base Medical Center. So some of our veterans do get to go there, even if they did not retire. They do get to use the MTF. That is a little slippery slope in my mind, only because it was a benefit promised to retirees, not to every veteran. But at the same time, every veteran deserves to have quality medical care at their disposal as they need it.
What's the MTF?
The MTF is the Military Treatment Facility. I'm sorry. A lot of acronyms there. MTF,
yeah.
Military Treatment Facility. So a few years ago, I'm sure you heard the conversation or the chatter, or many people did, of closing some of the MTFs that were underutilized and just requiring their active duty troops to use civilian care in that region. We almost lost ours, so I'm glad that the Dayton VA has partnered with Wright-Patterson and able to keep that facility open. That's a good
thing. Well, you know, years ago, and I would say probably 2008, my dad was in World War II, and he needed some treatment down at the VA. And so we took him down to the Dayton VA, and I basically like got my eyes open down there. It's a big place.
It's huge.
Mm-hmm. A huge place with a hospital there. And it was interesting to see the facility and how busy it was. But we found out that every year his doctor changed.
That there is high turnover with providers, indeed. And it depends on the departments. The other reason that it's such a huge facility is that it is a socialized medicine model. And what does that mean? It means it has clinics within the hospital. Mm-hmm. So you have regular standard clinic appointments all in the same facility as your inpatient medical facility, where you have surgeries taking place, people that are sick and need care, rehabilitation, skilled nursing, you know, a wide variety of things that are hosted within that facility. So that's why it's so large. And indeed, doctors do come and go pretty rapidly sometimes. But again, that depends on the department. I will tell you, I said this to my husband's primary care, a couple years ago when she came on board with us. I said, within 6 months, she had just started with the VA. And I told her, within 6 months, I guarantee that one or two things will happen. You will either be ready to quit or you will have VA eyes. And she said, what are VA eyes? And I said, the eyes that stare at that computer screen all day long, trying to figure out how to make something good happen for the patient that you're working with. The eyes that say, my job does not stop at 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It goes on into the evening while I'm writing notes and I'm thinking back on what is going to be best for the veteran that I'm taking care of here. And sure enough, she has VA eyes. Her eyes are bloodshot. They're red. They're dry. You can see it. But I will tell you, she is an incredibly compassionate provider. And she is willing to do whatever it takes for every one of her patients, always.
Well, you know, when I had to take my dad down there, and we would go, I believe, twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
They were very, very great, good working people with the patients. And they would sit down and talk to you. You know, doctors now, I mean, you're lucky if you get to talk to them 15 minutes. And yeah, then you get a handful of pills or maybe a shot or something and go on your merry way, you know. But he'd be down there and the doctor would talk to him. And each one of them would say, well, how can I help you further? You know, we want to make sure you get what you absolutely need.
Right.
And it was
the other
was
thing that's really cool about the VA is that if you are a veteran who is eligible for VA medical care, you get your care, you can get all of your care there. Where, and if you can't, they send you out. But the really cool thing is that if you need durable medical equipment, it's right there. If you need physical therapy, occupational therapy, mobility training, speech therapy, recreation therapy, they have a recreation department. You know, they are a very holistic, program-oriented agency. And I don't say that lightly. They definitely wrap completely around. So if you go on the VA campus, there are many, many buildings. And by the way, the Dayton VA Medical Center is the oldest medical center in the nation. It's an absolutely incredible, second oldest. They are an incredible piece of property with lots of beautiful buildings. They do a terrific job of maintaining those buildings. They have a mental health building specifically for mental health, where they have inpatient as well as outpatient programming, group programming. Great, great building, great facility separate from the main medical center. They have building 305, which hosts a theater, has a bowling alley. I mean,
that's right.
Come on, it's a VA medical center. It's a medical center, but they have a bowling alley. And then the grotto. The grotto is breathtaking, especially in the summertime. The lakes there and the way that the volunteers that come out from the community to plant flowers and shrubbery and so forth, it is just a breathtaking space to just take a break, you know, and take in nature. So the VA Medical Center campus really boasts a wide range of things to address the mind, body, and spirit. They have a chapel. That's a multi-faith-based chapel. They have an apartment complex, Lions Place, and I don't remember the other. They built a second part of Lions Place, but I forget what it's called. It's an addition to it for veterans and widows of veterans that have to have a safe place to live. And then they most recently opened their new CLC, which is the Community Life Center. And that is for veterans that are transitioning from inpatient challenges to the community. So if you've been suicidal, you've had extensive rehabilitation, you've lost your place to live, and you are getting back on your feet, you can go to the CLC. It's a beautiful place. And then the other blessing, our Dayton VA Medical Center campus, is several years ago, Fisher House was built there. So if you have a medical appointment early in the morning, a procedure, if your loved one is hospitalized and you live more than 45 miles away, you can utilize the Fisher House, and it's free of charge to your loved ones to stay there. Just an incredibly beautiful piece of property and a beautiful facility for people to stay in. That's cozy. It's nice. So it's a huge campus though, and it is a lot to take in.
It's a large place. And the first time I was exposed to it, our high school band had to play a concert there.
Really?
In the auditorium. And that was back in 1963 or whatever, back when stone tablets were made, okay?
Telling your age there.
I know.
Telling your age.
I know.
But anyhow, we would play a concert there, and then we had a small tour of the facility, including the bowling alley and everything. You know, we were really amazed how the size of the facility, you know? So, right. And that was my first exposure to it. And then when my dad had to have care done there, it was a great place for him to go to get more personalized care than his regular doctor. But hey, what do you have scheduled for Operation Caregiver Support for your place in Piqua?
So Operation Veteran Caregiver Support, we just have a couple of events left for 2025. On December 13th, we will be having our Santa Sweet Shop, and that will be in the afternoon from 1 to 4. That's hosted at the Tip Center in Tip City at 855 North 3rd Street. Super excited. We invite all of our veterans and their families to come, our active duty service members, and anybody else who just wants to come and join in on the fun. We'll have lots and lots and lots of sweet treats. I know I showed you my refrigerator in the back. We had some sweet treats in there because we've been working on those tonight. And of course, that man from up north, that jolly old man, is going to come down and distribute some fun things to little girls and boys. And we'll have a DJ, some arts and crafts, and just a lot of fun. And of course, you saw the toys that are all hidden right now. Those will all be available to be distributed that day. They're all stocking stuffer type toys. And so we're very excited. We got those toys through a partnership with a national organization, Operation Homefront. And that partnership started actually the first year that we became an organization in 2019. And what we do is they have a contract with the Dollar Trees nationwide. And so when you go to Dollar Tree at Christmas time or you go to Dollar Tree in July, you're asked if you want to buy a toy for a boy or girl, military or veteran family, boy or girl at Christmas time, or if you want to buy a school supply in the summer. We then are assigned stores that we're responsible for picking up those donations from. So all of those donations that people provide through the Dollar Tree store stay local. Nothing goes out of our area. A lot of people frown upon it, thinking that it goes, you know, to a national bin or whatever, but it doesn't. So if you're in the Piqua store or Troy or Sydney or West Milton or Greenville, wherever there's a Dollar Tree, those toys are picked up in your town and they are served right back out in your community. So we have both the Piqua, Troy, and West Milton stores, and those toys will be distributed right here in Miami County. We have the Greenville store, and that will be distributed in Greenville, well, over in Dark County. And likewise, Shelby County, we have the Sydney store, and that will be distributed there.
Well, hey, I got a question for you.
What's
if
that?
Somebody wanted to donate to Operation Caregiver Support,
so,
what? Now, wait a minute. This is going to be a big one here because we've only got a few minutes to go. But number one, who do they contact and how do they contact with a phone number or email address?
So our phone number is 937-570-6460. And our email address is director@operationveterancaregiver.org.
Well, that's good because people need to know that. And I think we have a thing up above. It says how to get connected.
Yes. So
and the webpage too.
We want the connections. You know, while it's wonderful if people want to donate money, obviously we need money to be able to support our mission and to be able to keep the lights on and the doors open. So obviously for general fund, we need those sponsorships, but we also, as you can see, when we walked into the food pantry this evening, we also need donations of toiletries, cleaning supplies, toilet paper, paper towels. Those are commodities that are very difficult to come by for families that are living on a fixed income that have an EBT card for SNAP, food stamps. Those don't cover those essentials. So toiletries, cleaning supplies, toilet paper, paper towels. Those are essentials that people don't, trash bags, that's another one. Those are things that people don't have readily available to them. So we like to have those on our shelf as much as possible. So we do take donations of those things. We take donations of things throughout the year for other various things. And currently I'm looking for anybody who wants to provide some sweet treats for our Santa Sweet Shop. They can be homemade. You could go buy a pack of Oreos and just bag like two or three in a little baggie. Doesn't matter, but we love to put this big spread on of all kinds of sweet treats, and then we give the kids boxes and they can take stuff home. So we're looking to fill our table, and we love to have donations of baked goods. And you know, everybody's baking this time of year, right? It's Christmas. So we would love to talk to you before the 12th of December. And then finally, our last event for 2025 will be an open house here at our office on December the 31st, beginning at 4 p.m. and running until, I believe, 7 p.m. But don't quote me on that. I haven't seen the flyer because I'm not the one coordinating it. So, but we are going to do an open house for New Year's Eve here at our office. And we're going to have a little educational opportunity for those people who come in to see how they might want to connect and donate and contribute to the need to expand our facility. We thought we had only grown by about 2/3 in 2024 and discovered we actually grew over 100%. We doubled in 2024. And we are doing the same again in 2025. So it's very exciting. We had our biggest Thanksgiving ever this year. We are so grateful to our donors. It has been an incredible journey so far. And we're getting to teach people and reach people. That connection point is so vital to us being able to empower them to take their lives back and know that they don't have to live sick and miserable. And we're getting to see lives transformed. And I'll tell you, it's just an incredible experience. We love it.
I'll tell you, Val, we're just about out of time. But I'd like to thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
I got quite a bit tonight.
I know. Thank you. And I apologize I was late. Unfortunately, we had a veteran that passed away unexpectedly. And I will always take care of my veteran first. None of this is worth anything if I'm not taking care of the people that we serve first. So I appreciate you having me here. I hope somebody hears this and reaches out and we can see this return on investment and the community grow to wrap around our veterans. I will tell you, we're seeing a lot more active duty military now, and that is an exciting change for us. And we have nowhere to go but to grow and to make good things happen.
It's time to make things happen. And speaking of that, time to make things happen. We got to bail out of here or the big boss is going to get on my backside.
Take care, so, Steve. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you coming. Thanks a lot. And make sure Steve behaves himself, okay?
Okay.
All right, guys. Hey, I hope you had a little bit of an educational time tonight. You learned a little bit about something. Check us out at My World on Facebook, and also check out Val's location, Operation Veteran Caregiver Support, okay? With that, guys, we've got to bail out of here because we're running out of time. Have a good week, and we will see you next Wednesday live. See ya.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and, of course, today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.